Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
Welcome to another edition of Listen In with KNN, presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, with me, your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson, back as always alongside my ride or die, the one and only Ray Jones. Ray, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kelsey. I'm ready to get into today's show. I got a lot of interesting topics I want to get to, so let's get right to it.
Let's get to it. Joining us today will be sports journalist Rob Park Jr., who is never afraid to hold back. So you guys are in for a good one. And with that, it means it's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation on social media using hashtag ListenInWithKNN. Now, as always, I'll hand it off to Ray Jones to give us This Week in Sports History.
All right, for This Week in Sports History, I'm taking it straight to June 18th, 1932. Yes, 1932. The Fédération Internationale de Basketball Amateur, or commonly known to a lot of us as FIBA basketball. The world governing body of basketball was founded back in Geneva, Switzerland on this day. As you know, summertime is always FIBA basketball time, so we wanted to make sure we look back and paid homage to this day in history.
Well said. Well said. I like that you took it back and FIBA brings up good memories. I'm taking it to Baltimore sports history, and I am going to the Orioles. When Orioles fans, you all remember this, but this is when the great Cal Ripken Jr. announced his retirement. I know, a sad day in baseball for us all. If you remember, he held a news conference at Camden Yards back on June 19th to officially announce that 2001 would be his last year of playing professional baseball with his wife, Kelly, by his side. It was a 45-minute conference, but you got to give him all the time. Cal Ripken Jr., baseball still misses you, and Baltimore will always love you. And with that, it's time for a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with our special guest. Stay tuned.
The Listen In with KNN crew is back with live shows at the best venue for Southern cuisine, the Carolina Kitchen, located at 6501 America Boulevard in Hyattsville. The dynamic duo of Kelsey and Ray will hold show tapings on Wednesday, June 19th and Thursday, June 20th from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. The crew will discuss the NBA free agency period on Wednesday and Thursday, see where tomorrow's stars end up for an NBA draft watch party. Good people, good food, special guests, and prizes. It's all this week on Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the DMV. I am Ray Jones, also known as the other Ray J, along with Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Join us in welcoming NBA and NFL sports journalist Rob Parks Jr. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
We're excited to have you.
Yes, yeah, we are.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Before we get too deep into the questions, we're going to go right into our, you know, our normal icebreaker game. It's a very simple game we call the This or That, where you basically get two topics and you got to decide which one you prefer. You ready for that?
Sure.
All right. Five Guys Burgers or Shake Shack Burger?
Oh, that's a good one. Shake Shack.
Oh,
I'll go with Shake Shack.
All right, second question, NBA or NFL?
NBA.
Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade.
Coke or Pepsi?
Neither.
All right, what's your soft drink of preference?
I'll do Sprite before I do Coke or Pepsi. I think Coke and Pepsi is, I think it's trifling, man.
What? Dark sodas are the thing. What about root beer?
Only soda I drink is Sprite. Other than that, I'm on juice and water. I don't really drink soda
like
that.
One of those healthy types.
Yeah, I'm trying to be. You know, I'm working out and all that, so I'm trying to stay healthy.
I'm with you. I'm a Mountain Dew guy, and I only drink it when I'm sleepy, so I get it.
Right.
Sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie?
Sweet potato pie, for sure.
Android or iPhone?
iPhone, for sure. Android, no.
Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter's making a comeback, but I still got to give Facebook the edge right now. But Twitter's okay. Kind of making a comeback like it used to be.
DC Comics or Marvel Comics?
Marvel.
What's your favorite Marvel, movie?
I'll say probably all the Avengers. I mean, I know that's cliche, but, I mean, they've all been good. Even the last one was good, so.
I hate to see my guys go out like that, man. I was a Thanos fan, so, you know.
Right, yeah, exactly.
All right, so last one. Just a little tough one here. Amazon Prime or Netflix?
For movies, Netflix, but Amazon Prime for everything else, great. I just ordered some groceries today off Amazon from Whole Foods, so. brought it right to my door in like an hour and a half. It's amazing. So
that's crazy. Amazon Prime really does do everything. That's crazy. All right. I do have a follow up question with that. So with the Netflix, we had to ask everybody else. Don't incriminate yourself. But is it your account?
You said, is it my account? Oh, you know what? So Ray, I got a story about that. It is my account. Now, I had like maybe 5 people that had my password. So Netflix actually sent me like an email, like suspended my account and said I had to prove that it was my account with like my credit card information. And
it was crazy.
I'm like, you know what? Let me change my password. And so my homegirl just asked me for my password yesterday. I told her no. She got mad. I'm like, why are you getting mad about that? You can't use my. Like, I told her like what happened. She said I was scary. And I'm like, no, I can't get on password anymore. I guess they're cracking down on that. They made an announcement about it a few months. I know you guys probably saw that, but they're really serious about that. So I'm just warning everybody.
Rob, that breaks my heart because I just got a notification that my account, I was in a free subscription period, and I just got a notice that mine just ended. So I was about to be that 6th person on your password list until you finished that story. So you hurt my heart.
yeah, don't do it, or they're going to try to suspend me. Kelsey, don't do it.
All right. I'll be good. I'll follow the rules.
Your friend is a little upset. You done messed up her Netflix and chill night. She was probably right in the room getting ready for
Chill.
You messed up her night.
That's the go-to.
But, Kelsey, let's get right into it. You want to go right into the Sports Around the Nation, or you want to go a little bit more into Rob's background?
Yeah, so before we go into Sports Around the Nation, Rob, I know you well, but to those that don't know you well, I'll actually let you introduce yourself and let people know who you are.
All right, so I'm Rob Parks Jr. From Cleveland, Ohio, originally. Did some growing up in Atlanta as well with my father. During childhood, so I was back and forth between Cleveland and Atlanta. 33 years old. I'll actually be 34 July 22nd, so getting old out here.
Are you a Cancer, too?
I am, the last day.
Yep, so July 17th. Uh-oh, that's why we had
to run the show. I mean, I think I really act like a Leo, but... No, I guess we'd call myself a Cancer.
But, we'll still play.
I've been writing, man. I've probably been writing, I said 15 years, but it's been over 15 years. It's been since high school. Didn't really take it serious until I got to undergrad. Maybe it was about 21, 22 years old. Started taking it serious and then just started writing from there.
Nice. Well, obviously you have a great background in sports. Me and Rob connected through social media because of his work and because of my work. So that just shows you that social media does wonders and always great to connect with fellow journalists in the field. And that being said, let's get into it. Of course, NBA Finals just wrapped up, but that has not stopped the talk of the NBA. The NBA right now is owning everything on every social media platform because that's all we can talk about. So I'm actually going to start with NBA free agency and all this big news. And let's just talk about the one that has everybody biting their nails and their fingers. AD to LA. Did you see this happening, Rob?
Oh, of course. I'm from Cleveland, so I'm a Cavs fan, but I grew up a Laker fan since 4 years old. So I've been a diehard Laker fan since. So I'm happy about it. I was even happy when LeBron made the move. I actually knew LeBron was making a move just because, I know a few people, but that's neither here nor there. So I knew LeBron was probably going out there since 2016. I always tell people he really stayed in Cleveland longer because they won the championship. I think if they would have lost that championship in 2016, he would have went to L.A. then.
So
when I said LeBron was going out there, everybody said I was crazy. And why would he leave the Cavs again? I'm like, okay, he's going. But, you know, they got Anthony Davis. Shout out to Rich Paul, my guy from East Cleveland. That's LeBron's agent. That's my dude. He's AD's agent now, so got it done. I mean, he kind of strong-armed the deal, but it's what you got to do. So a lot of people are mad about Rich's power in the NBA right now, but he got AD to L.A., so I love it.
And obviously, not just you, but Lake Show is going crazy. If you have not seen the social media videos already out there, please go watch them. You would have thought the Lakers have already won the next NBA championship. But that means that, of course, everybody knew Anthony Davis wanted out of New Orleans. There was nothing for him in New Orleans. Like, let's be honest. Yes, New Orleans is a great city, but basketball-wise, AD knew he was not going to get a ring there. And he's young. He's young. He's my age. He's barely 26 years old, and he wants more. And we saw the conversations happening with him and LeBron, I think, throughout the season. But I want to hear from you. What do you think about the job thus far that David Griffin has done with the New Orleans Pelicans and what he got?
Shout out. I don't know if I told you this, Kelsey. I thought I might have mentioned it, like, online. I don't know if I told you that, but, like, I know David. Like, shout out to him. Kobe's last game in Cleveland, like, I've always, like, emailed David back and forth when I met David when I was on, like, a media pass. He's always been, like, real cool, gracious. This guy actually beat cancer, like, 3 times, so he's a soldier. So when he took the Pelicans job, I kind of knew he was going to make the deal because he mentioned it on NBA TV, kind of hypothetically what he would do. I don't think he even knew that Dale Demps would end up getting fired and he would get the job. It's kind of weird. I actually posted that link on my article about him and Derek Fisher talking about it. So it's kind of funny how life works. So David got him. They had the meeting as soon as David got hired, and AD just straight up told him he wanted to be where he wanted to be. I just think that's what happened. They said that he just said he wanted to get traded, but I think AD was like, you know, I want to go to LA. This is what I want to do. So as long as David got the assets back, you know, he was good with it. I mean, they got Kelsey. They got great assets back, man. And Ray. You know, they got Brandon Ingram. They got Lonzo Ball. They got a pick. They're about to draft Zion Williamson. That number 4 pick, you don't know who that could turn into. That could turn into who, DeAndre Hunter. I doubt RJ Barrett slips that far, but he could slip. Ja Morant might be going at 3, so they probably can't get him. But, you know, what if they traded that number 4 pick higher to 2 or 3, you know? The Pelicans are going to be good for a long time. It's kind of like that Oklahoma City Thunder model to me. With Harden and Durant and Westbrook back in the day.
You see that they have all these new additions, new pieces coming to the team. What's your thoughts on Drew Holiday's role coming in? You know, Lonzo, of course, plays the same position as him, but we know that Drew can also play off the ball. What you think the Pelicans should do with Drew Holiday?
I think they should keep Drew, man. He, like you said, he can play off the ball. He's tough. He's getting older now, so he could serve as, like, that vet, that voice in the locker room to kind of keep everybody in line. I mean, I like Drew's game, man. He's definitely the best out of all his brothers. And when they swept, who did they sweep the year before this year? Portland. They swept it. Yeah, he dominated Damian Lillard. Like, he was bullying him. So he's tough, man. He's very underrated. Even though I think he's just a straight baller, but people don't really talk about him like in the mainstream, like they do, like your LeBron, your KD, Steph, and all them. But Drew. You watch Drew play anybody. You watch Drew play Steph. You watch him play Chris Paul, Harden. Like, he's holding his own every game.
I agree. I definitely think Drew Holiday is easily a top 10 point guard in the league. He definitely, for whatever reason, he gets overlooked. I don't know if it's because they play in New Orleans and the team overall isn't great. He also took a year off, you know, to tend to his wife. He definitely, even go dating back to his time in Philadelphia when he made an all-star team, I always thought Drew was probably the top 3 best two-way guards in the league. So we'll see how it goes. I definitely agree that they should keep him. But you may, timeline-wise, he doesn't necessarily fit into their age category, their age group. They may want to move him for an additional piece. So we'll see. But speaking of moving pieces, I want to go back to AD and the Lakers. You know, they have AD, LeBron now. They kept Kuzma. Who is that third free agent or that third superstar they could potentially bring in? What would be your preference?
So, I mean, I've been saying that's all over social media for weeks, but man, I think they're going to get Kawhi Leonard, man.
Wow.
I think it's going to happen, man. And I've been saying, people – see, when I make these, like, bold statements, people think I'm crazy. But, like, I pay attention to everything, and I, like, kind of see what's going on. I kind of – and, you know, all these players are all cool with each other. So, LeBron, when the Lakers played the Toronto Raptors, the last time they played them this season, LeBron, like, dapped him up in midcourt and told him, we'll be in touch. Like, what does we'll be in touch mean to you, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, And then LeBron was at Philly when they played Philly second round, like having lunch and dinner with Kawhi. Like, man, I think it's Kawhi. And then, I mean, I don't know how. See, the money situation is weird, but I'm hearing Kyrie wants to go there. I don't believe this Brooklyn stuff. I don't know why he would even go there, because it's kind of taking a step back from Boston. So those two, I'm hearing Jimmy Butler too. So I don't know. Everybody.
I was just going to ask you about Jimmy Butler. Do you think that could work?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, put him at the two. He's good to put. So, I mean, who's the point guard though? I guess that they talk about bringing Rondo back. So maybe throw Rondo there, or you could just play LeBron at the point and just go big and just play Kuzma at the three. And hey, I mean, they got a lot of different ways they can go. They don't have to go one specific way. They could bring JaVale McGee back and put him and Davis at the four and five. Like, they could do a lot of things.
That being said, so earlier this week, former NBA star, who we all know, Scottie Pippen, has said that now he believes that the Los Angeles Lakers have a great opportunity to win the NBA championship next season after getting the all-star forward Anthony Davis, of course, because we've seen what has happened in the West. And it's anybody's ball game. We know the issues and questions that surround the Golden State Warriors now and the Houston Rockets. So that being said, do you agree with Scottie Pippen? Do you think the Lakers will be contenders for the Western Conference title next season?
I mean, I would agree before if everybody was healthy. But now that Kevin Durant and Klay are both out for like a year, well, Kevin Durant's out for a full year. Klay's out to maybe like after the All-Star break if he gets lucky. But he's towards ACL, so those are tricky. You got to see how he responds to rehab and all that. But, man, LeBron's never played with a big man this good. He's always had Wade, he had Bosh, he had Kyrie. But he's never played with a player like Anthony. Anthony Davis is crazy good. Like, if he can do everything. He can shoot threes. He's 7 feet tall. He can dunk. He can pass. He can do everything. So it's going to be scary. Even just those two with some role players around, and Kuzma would be good. But they're talking about adding another max player. That could be scary. They could dominate the league for a few years if that happens.
I want to rewind it real quick. You said he's never played with a big that good. So you just discrediting or dismissing Chris Bosh and Kevin?
Yes.
I want to say Chris Bosh is a Hall of Famer. You can't just dismiss him like that.
Chris Bosh is not on Anthony Davis's level, right? Chris Bosh is good. But we talk about Anthony Davis, top five player undisputed. Chris Bosh has never been a top five player in the NBA.
What are you basing Anthony Davis top five? Because he's always hurt. He's not very consistent or available.
Oh.
Chris Bosh put in work. He changed his game to accommodate the big three in Miami. He took a back seat and still was able to contribute, became a better defender. I don't know. We can discredit Chris Bosh. He has a couple of questionable moments in history on social media.
I'm not discrediting him at all. I'm just saying he's not better than Anthony Davis. Like, no way. Like, Chris Bosh is a beast. Don't get me wrong. He was a beast. He changed his game for LeBron. He became basically a pick and pop player. When in Toronto, he was doing everything. Like, you remember him in Toronto? We had the dreads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, he used to be
Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, even though Anthony Davis has hurt a lot, that guy is a monster. Anybody in the NBA circles will tell you he's top five. I mean, 28-12 ain't really inconsistent to me. That was his numbers last year, I believe.
I don't know if I have him in my top five though. I gotta think. You got Kawhi, Giannis, LeBron. Then where are we going after that? KD. KD's still in there. And I'll probably go James Harden. Who are you taking out for AD?
That's tough. It would be him between him and Harden. But Harden, you know, Harden balled out last year. So you can't really take a Harden. Davis is definitely top eight.
Okay.
Sure. Top five, arguably. But, I mean, it's going to be a lot of things. All the narrative is going to change with him playing with LeBron.
Oh, yeah,
It's going to be scary. It's going
to
be scary.
It may be equivalent to Kobe Shaq if they stick together long enough.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
He might. I mean, he might have just added more time on. I mean, LeBron is so in shape. This year 17. This guy is still in peak condition. This guy can maybe go, if he really wanted to, 8 more years if he just stayed in shape like he. Because he has all the best like trainers. He works out great. LeBron's always worked hard. That's never been a knock on LeBron. The knock on LeBron has been more so his decisions about teams he's picked and the way he did things. But nobody can say anything about that guy's work ethic. though. So
some are saying on social media, we're getting too excited about this hype that's building up around the Lakers and LeBron and AD, much like we did when DeMarcus Cousins went to join AD in New Orleans with New Orleans Pelicans. Is the hype the same, or is it more warranted
this time? This is we're talking about LeBron James, and I mean, granted, it's Anthony Davis and DeMarcus, but these guys are both big men playing the 4 and 5. Now, you're talking about LeBron as a 3 that basically plays like a point guard that's dynamic. So him and Anthony Davis on the same team, it's not the same as that. And when DeMarcus got traded to New Orleans, I said that wasn't going to work long term. Like, I knew it wasn't going to work long term. But then DeMarcus, you know the story with him. He ended up getting hurt, and they ended up beating Portland without him. Then he walks and goes to Golden State. So it's not the same. Like, as long as the Lakers stay healthy, long as LeBron and AD stay healthy.
Do you think that the Lakers, do you think that they got in return what they needed? Or I should say, did the Pelicans get in return what they wanted for AD? Because it seems like they got everything they wanted and more. I mean, everyone's giving them props because you guys talked about it. They got Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Josh Hart, the number 4 pick in this year's draft, right? And you talked about what they could do with that 4 pick. The Lakers 2021 pick, only if it falls within the top 8, because otherwise it converts into the Lakers unprotected 2022 first round pick. They got swap rights on first rounders in 2023 and the Lakers unprotected first round pick in 2024 with New Orleans holding the option. You guys, like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, was that fair? Is Anthony Davis
is worth it. He's worth it.
Okay.
He's worth
it. So you're giving props to the Lakers. Like, they should have gave it all away. You got to do it
for Anthony Davis, man. I mean, it works out for both sides. They talked about that on ESPN today. It works out for both sides because the Lakers are in win-now mode. You know, LeBron is getting older. He's not getting any younger. He's 34 going on 35 in December. And the Pelicans are trying to build a team for the future, for years to come. So they got all their building blocks now. Now they can get Zion. He's coming in at 19 years old. Brandon Ingram's like 21. Lonzo's like 21, 22. So, I mean, these guys, it works out for both sides. Because Anthony Davis in New Orleans, like you said, he's just going to be getting older, accomplishing nothing. He's putting up numbers but not doing anything. So,
yeah, tough times in New Orleans. All right, I will switch it over to Ray because we have lots of questions for you, Rob. It's big time in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. It was real quick questions. Since we were talking about that trade, I wanted to recap back to when Magic Johnson was rumored to have offered pretty much that same trade. But I think a couple of the draft picks may have been different, but Kuzma was in that deal. Do you think that the deal involving Kuzma was better than the draft picks, or what's your thoughts? Because if you really look at it, that's 6 draft picks. But if the Lakers are good, those draft picks are going to be in the low 20s, almost 30th pick in the first round.
Exactly.
So do you think the Kuzma trade was better or the picks are better? What's your thoughts?
No, the picks are better. The Lakers, the key was to retain either Kuzma or Ingram, and I would have rather kept Kuzma. As a Laker fan myself, I'd rather kept Kuzma because just the how he plays off of LeBron. Like, if you watched the Lakers last year, a lot of easy buckets, a lot of cuts to the basket. Kuzma can get his own shot. He's a playmaker. So you got Kuzma, you got LeBron, you got AD. You got to keep them. Brandon Ingram's a playmaker too, but Brandon Ingram – kind of shaky to me. He's kind of still finding his way. Kuzma has he plays with no fear on the offensive end. He needs to work on the defense, but I just think he just does that because he just doesn't care on defense. I don't think he can't play D. He just has to put the effort in. So Lakers keeping Kuzma was huge. And there were stories going back and forth about whether they were going to keep him and make him like untouchable or not. And obviously they did. So I just think them keeping Kuzma was great.
Got you. I feel like we got a lot of insight from a Laker mind and one of the Laker, fan base. But I'm glad we were able to talk to someone like you with some insight. We covered a lot. So before we get you out of here, we do definitely want to tap into your social media account. How can everyone get a hold of you?
I'm on everything. I'm on Facebook with Rob Parks Jr. I'm on Twitter, R Parks Jr. 85. It's RParksJr85. Snapchat. LinkedIn. I'm all over the net, so just look me up and you can find me on there. RParks85 on Instagram, so I forgot that. That's a big one. So.
Perfect. Make sure you follow him. He knows his stuff. He's a great follow. And Rob, we're definitely going to have you back. So thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And one quick plug, Rob will be joining us this week at Carolina Kitchen. So if you want to meet him in person or debate sports with him, make sure to come see us in Hyattsville as we prepare for the NBA draft party. He was a fabulous guest, Ray. I told you I bring good guests on. Knows his stuff and definitely always a fun conversation. I hope Lake Show doesn't come for us too much after that. But that being said, again, we will be at Carolina Kitchen this week, and we're giving you guys twice the action. So not only are we dropping episodes on iTunes and Google Play, but we'll also be at Carolina Kitchen twice this week. I will be there Wednesday holding it down, and Ray will be there Thursday. We'll be there both nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Ray will be doing the NBA draft party, which I hope is on your schedule. We'll be doing a live show with some very special guests, and I'll be doing a live taping of our show on Wednesday, also with special guests. We have special food specials. And don't forget, Carolina Kitchen has some of the best soul food in the city. And we'll also be giving some drink special prizes from sports teams around the DMV area in Lexmore. So come kick it with us and the Fox Sports Radio crew here on Listen In with KNN. All right, Ray, getting back to the show, we have to talk about We the North and the Toronto Raptors. They threw a little championship parade, which they deserve, after a great NBA Finals win. But unfortunately, Ray, it was not all cherries and roses, as the parade unfortunately broke out in gunshots. And unfortunately, Ray, some were injured and hurt in this chaos. And Ray, it sucks. The championship parade is supposed to be fun and everyone's supposed to be celebrating and having a good time. And instead, we're leaving with four people being left wounded and two being taken into police custody. Ray, what's going on in Toronto?
I mean, that's crazy. Like, I know they're excited about winning the championship, but that is definitely not the way to celebrate. You expect that, you know, a lot of alcohol is going to be involved, so people are going to be real emotional about the times. But it's just unfortunate to see it in this way, kind of put a damper on the whole event, because obviously this story is going to be news around the world. Of course, in Canada, it's going to be news here, and it's going to kind of like put a damper on this whole situation. So hopefully nothing else bad happens and they can kind of still celebrate. And hopefully everybody that was injured recovers fully.
Yes, prayers up to those injured. I hate seeing that, but I do hope the city of Toronto, I do hope the Warriors fans see all the celebrations going on, because now they know how the rest of us have felt as they had continuous championship parades. So I am glad at least that Toronto got there very first with their Raptors team. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with the last segment of the show. Stay tuned.
It's time to recognize those individuals that are doing good in the community and making a difference in the sports world. Without further ado, Kelsey presents this week's Do Good Sportsperson Award nominee.
Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, where I'm your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson, joined by Ray Jones, and we are now set for my Kelsey's Do Good segment, where we honor sports and Welcome back to Listen In with K&M, where you are joined by me, your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson. And as always, I'm joined by Ray Jones. We've been having a great show talking all things NBA. We had a great special guest on earlier and Rob Parks Jr. And it's now time for my Kelsey's Do Good segment, where we honor all of the great things happening in the world of sports. And today I wanted to honor Utah, the university, and the Pac-12, because they are doing great work with mental health. It's something that we hear commonly in the news, and I think it's something that we still don't talk about enough. Utah and the Pac-12 basically want to help athletes by addressing mental health head on. Mental health has, of course, become a major topic throughout the country, and especially in the University of Utah's athletic department. Particularly, they want to end the stigma around just in general talking about it. So administrators there decided to engage donors in the University Giving Day back in May by selecting mental health initiatives, helping to increase staff for these services at the university. The athletic director there basically said he wants mental health to be regarded the same way that we regard physical injuries. Just think about that. If we thought about mental health the same way we think about physical injuries, I think we'd be a lot more further in what we understand and know about it. And just for you guys out there, I want you to know that nationally, it's significant. Nearly half of women athletes and one-third of male athletes report feeling overwhelming anxiety. This is according to the National College Health Assessment data for athletes. And also in track and field, soccer, baseball, softball and lacrosse, those sports athletes have reported more commonly having symptoms of depression. That being said, please be sure to check on your friends, and please do not be afraid to go speak to a therapist. There are resources for you. We all go through many, many different things. So again, mental health, we salute University of Utah and the Pac-12 for taking a big stand. All right, it's now time for Doing It Big in the DMV, where I want to shout out Washington Mystics player Natasha Cloud, who I've had the pleasure of speaking with on the panel. She's very intelligent and she's fantastic, and she loves talking about the importance of things going on in the world. And she is an athlete that is not afraid of activism. And on that, the WNBA star had said previously this past Friday that there would be a media blackout during the Washington Mystics game after, because she wanted to draw attention to gun violence that is occurring in Washington, D.C., right where this very show is taped. She was visiting an elementary school. And, of course, Natasha Cloud is known here in the area because she leads the team in points and assists per game. And she posted a video after a visit at Henley Elementary School in Ward 8 in Southeast D.C. She was pretty mad because they had to cancel some events because a bullet had got fired through a school window. And she said she hates it because kids can't even feel safe going to school. It's a place that you're supposed to feel safe. She's calling on D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Trayvon White Sr., a council member for that ward, to respond to her request by helping to find a solution to gun violence. So she basically used the media to try to get her message across. And Natasha, keep up the great work. No kid should be afraid to ever go to school. And last but not least, I will close with our Woman Crush Everyday segment, where I want to honor Lindsay Gottlieb, who now is going to be doing some work in the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I should have told that to Rob earlier, our guest, who was born and bred in Cleveland, but it's great continuing to see women advance in sports. Now, she's not the first female assistant coach on an NBA staff. She's actually believed to now be the eighth, but she has tremendous experience. If you look at her track work with the Golden Bears, she was able to lead her team to 7 NCAA tournaments and a Final Four, and basically she hopes to have this opportunity, have more seats for women at the table, and more doors open for other female coaches. Right, that was a lot, but so many great things going on in sports, and I think we have to acknowledge the positives because there is way too much bad news. All right, that'll do it for this show. I'm Chelsea Nicole Nelson. I look forward to seeing you guys this week at Carolina Kitchen, as well as my co-host Ray Jones, who will also be holding it down at Carolina Kitchen. We look forward to seeing you. Make sure you catch our show each and every week on Fox Sports Radio, 1340am.com, as well as iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support truly do matter to us, and we want to thank each and every one of you for supporting our shows. Again, if you can join us live in Hyattsville, Maryland, 7 to 8 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday, we would love to have you. Carolina Kitchen is just a good time talking sports. You don't want to miss it. Be sure to wear your favorite NBA team wear out to the event, and we'll be sure to have fun with you. All right, that being said, that'll do it for this edition of Listen In with Kane, and I'm at The Real Kane Nelson on social media. Ray, go ahead and drop your social media handle.
The Other Ray J on Instagram, Twitter, and I think that's it. Oh, and YouTube, of course.
And YouTube. I feel like we should be like Rob, though. He dropped his LinkedIn. You can also find us on LinkedIn. I'm Kelsey Nicole Nelson. And Ray is at Ray Jones. Until next week, enjoy the sports world, smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously,
because there's always another play.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at The Real K Nelson. You've been listening to Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio.